Father, we thank and praise you for this day. Thank you for Mother's Day, and thank you for letting us come together and share a little bit longer than normal. But it's a joy. It's a precious hope that we have, and it's a gift that we can accept or reject it. It says in the book of Revelation in chapter 3, verse 20, that Jesus stands at the door of our heart. And he said, if anyone will open up, I will come in and sup with them. In other words, he would come into our life. It would be part of our life. And he would give us the joy, the peace, the love, and the understanding that we all need. But he also told us that in this world, you'll have trials and tribulations. And you got to deal with all that worldly stuff. But I have overcome the world, Jesus said. And if you invite me in, I will walk with you through this whole thing called daily life. And then when it comes time to enter in, I'll be there hand in hand, taking you to heaven. What a joy. What a precious gift. But we have to accept it and just say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I know that I can't do this myself. And if you're everything that they say that you are, would you come into my life and be Lord over? And he is faithful to do just that. Or drifted away, we have to make a recommitment. I repent probably 40, 50 times a day because I realize a lot of times I've fallen short. I say, Lord, forgive me. And I repent. This simply means that I turn from where I was gone. He gives us the joy and the strength to do just that. Not here with us in a physical sense, but he said that when he go home to be with the Father, he would send one greater than himself, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Comforter, the one who comes alongside. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're looking for a church home. This is a great little church, and it does have a lot of heritage, but more importantly, it's a church filled with people who love the Lord and are called to his will and purpose. Thank you, Jesus, for this precious day.